Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. On Capitol Hill in Washington today, police arrested disability advocates who were protesting Graham Cassidy, the latest Republican effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. The bill's authors are still working to get the votes they need for a plan they say will lower the costs of health care by giving states more authority to decide what benefits to offer and when to cap those benefits. In Boston today, WBUR's Martha Biebinger was at a roundtable talk where hospital, physician, nurse, and health plan leaders gathered in unified opposition to the legislation. Martha, why are virtually all of the city's healthcare groups and leaders lining up against the bill?
Lisa, let's start with the money. In less than 10 years, there's one estimate that says Massachusetts would lose $8.7 billion. And the main reason we'd lose that much money is cuts to Medicaid, because the federal government would shrink not just Medicaid funding overall, but also it would shift the money for low-income and disabled patients, would shift the way it's distributed so that we wouldn't get adjustments for higher costs of living and things here in Massachusetts.
So if you say the state could lose $8.7 billion, how many people does that mean that would lose coverage?
That same estimate says that would translate to about 665,000 people in Massachusetts. So, Lisa, that takes us back to before 2006, before Massachusetts started trying to expand coverage in the state in a major effort that became kind of a model for Obamacare. And that might mean patients would stop going to the doctor when they're ill. They might show up at hospitals with more advanced stages of cancer, not be able to pay their bills. Deborah Cornwall was at this roundtable that I attended. She's with the American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network. And she worries about patients for whom cancer would become a reason to hike their insurance premiums, or patients who might hit new lifetime caps and be cut off maybe in the midst of treatment.
So it's hard to understand how a bill this cruel could be even moving through the process.
Martha, I know there were a number of people around the table this morning who shared personal stories about what would happen if the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is replaced with Graham Cassidy. What did you hear?
I heard lots of stories, Lisa, about neighbors whose medicine would push them quickly into bankruptcy, children who might have to go into an institution if funding for their home health aides ended. And Lisa, the Massachusetts Medical Society president, Dr. Henry Dorkin, talked about attending the wedding of a young woman with cystic fibrosis who'd had a double lung transplant.
And while she was out on the dance floor with her new husband, my wife, Kathleen, leaned over to me and said, "You know, when I married you, we used to go to a lot of funerals of 8 and 10-year-olds. Now we're going to a lot of weddings of 30-year-olds. I like this better."
So, Lisa, these stories all illustrate what you hear again and again, which is that doctors, hospitals, clinicians, they don't want to go backwards. They don't want to go back to a time when people didn't have health insurance and couldn't afford all of the advances in medicine that we're seeing today.
The opposition that you're telling us about isn't surprising, but does Massachusetts, with an all-Democratic delegation in Congress, have any kind of clout in this?
So there are a couple of ways to answer that question, but let's talk about Susan Collins. She's the Republican senator from Maine who was opposed to a prior Senate plan to repeal and replace Obamacare and has now expressed concerns about Graham Cassidy. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says when the presidents of Mass General and Children's Hospital and other top hospitals in Boston call Graham Cassidy a horrible or devastating bill, that matters for patients in Maine.
Because the Children's Hospital of Boston is the Children's Hospital of Maine. And the more that our programs are cut is the more that state will be harmed. And I think Susan Collins knows that.
So the U.S. Senate has to vote on Graham Cassidy before this Sunday, October 1st, to use budget rules that only require a simple majority for passage. If Senate Republicans do not have enough votes, do healthcare leaders expect to be able to kind of sit back and stop worrying about coverage for their patients? What happens?
Not at all. Congress also has not renewed funding for community health centers, which expires at the end of the month in 6 days. There's money on the table for children's health insurance program that expires also on Saturday. President Trump has threatened to stop payments that fund subsidies available through the Affordable Care Act. Mike Straczynski with the Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association says the battle will not end this week.
Even if we get past September 30th with this, there's a lot of rulemaking still going on where the administration is trying to weaken the ACA.
So, Lisa, it's a stressful time for those in healthcare. If you know somebody, maybe you can offer to take in their trash or something for them this week.
WBUR's Martha Bimiger, thank you very much.
Thank you.